The Jack Howell Show is presented in part by Ent Credit Union, with locations in Fort Collins, Loveland, Greeley, Windsor, and Timnath. Visit ent.com. Insured by NCUA.
This is The Jack Howell Show, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza.
All right, welcome in to another installment of The Jack Howell Show. And as you heard, presented by the wonderful folks at Crazy Carl's Pizza. Jack's been running around like crazy today, so we're going phone for this edition. Jack, my man, how you doing, my friend? Always good to catch up with you.
Oh, it's always good. I'm doing great. It's a tough loss this weekend, and obviously really emotional, but yeah, I'm doing great. Always blessed.
Certainly an emotional game. And, you know, going into this one, looking at the spread and everything, I mean, UNLV's had a great season. They're bowl eligible now. They're 6-1, 3-0 in the conference, and they were favored to win this thing, depending on which spread you looked at, 7.5, 8. I think I saw an 8.5 at one point. So here's Colorado State. I mean, you guys go up 13-3 at the half, and it's looking really good. It's a tough environment. Raiders Stadium, all that. And I want to get into your thoughts of the stadium and how that thing looked playing inside of there. But at the end of the day, emotional, back and forth, a lot of lead changes in that fourth quarter, Jack. It was a good football game. 25-23 UNLV. Unfortunately, the Rams just didn't quite come out on the positive side of it.
Yeah, it's really frustrating. I mean, because I really feel like we kind of beat ourselves. And I know a lot of the team feels that way, that we really felt like we were the better team in that game. But just some things didn't go our way. And they are a really good team. And special teams kind of hurt us a little bit. But they have one of the best special teams units in the country on all four aspects of that. But, yeah, it's just a game we got to learn from. And this is a really good game. It just ball didn't go our way this time.
Still plenty of season left, too. You guys are sitting at 3-4. Bowl eligibility certainly right there in front of you guys. And who knows? We've seen how the end of these conference schedules go sometimes. You got teams like Air Force and Wyoming looking like world beaters right now. But we've seen this story play out before where, you know, they hit a couple of snags. Air Force might hit a snag this upcoming weekend going up against the Rams. We'll talk about that one as well. But bottom line is we're seeing so much growth in so many different areas from CSU. Just finding ways to put that thing all together, that can be a difficult task, especially when, you know, the week after the Boise State game, you got to go on the road and you go up against a Rebels team that, as we said, a very good team. Jack, I wanted to get your thoughts. Obviously, CSU gets the game, we thought at that point, might be the game-winning field goal. Noyes just continues to make big clutch kicks. Jordan Noyes hits a 55-yarder, his career long. And then we get the kickoff. And I know you get on social media, all that stuff, people are talking about the squib kick. Can you talk to us much about the idea behind that and what kind of the plan was or what the hope was there with that squib kick going right back to UNLV?
Yeah, I mean, first off, Jordan Noyes, he's such a good kicker.
Oh, yeah.
Every time he goes out there, we know he's going to make it. Honestly, people were thinking, like, oh, this is super far field goal, but we see him in, like, practice, and he'll hit 63, 64-yarders.
Wow.
So, I mean, I had all the confidence in the world with Jordan going out there. But as far as the squib kick, our kickoff, you know, we just weren't great all night. And they were getting a lot of good return yards on us, and they're getting good field position off of it. And we just weren't able to kick it out of the back of the end zone for some reason. And so, you know, they had a really good kickoff return team, and we knew that going in there. And they about busted it a couple times on us. So, you know, I think Coach Perry wanted to, run a squib kick. And because if it's executed right, then it is a really good kick. But, you know, talking to the kickers, that turf is a lot different than some of the other turf we play on. It's a lot softer, and so the ball kind of bounced a little bit weird. But at the end of the day, you know, it's not on offense. It's not on on our special teams. You know, we were putting a chance to win the game there at the end, and we didn't execute.
Well, and you got to really, this quarterback for UNLV, Jaden Maeva, is just every single week. He's such a young guy, but every single week he seems to look better and better, at least poised. 353 yards for him. But that all being said, Jack, you led a defense. You had this defense. They only had one touchdown. They had a rushing touchdown. Outside of that, you were just giving up field goals. And a lot of times you look at that and say, what was it, six field goals UNLV got. You think, man, that might be good enough ultimately to get this dub. And just really not the case, being able to kind of close that out at the end. But what was going on in that final drive with UNLV just working down the field to ultimately get themselves in that position to kick the game-winning field goal?
Yeah, I mean, he's a great quarterback, and he's young. He's got a lot more years left, so, I mean, hats off to him. He's a great player. Runs the ball super good, too, and they got a good little option game going on with them. So, you know, congrats to him being able to find a way to pull that victory out. But it's frustrating. You know, they kind of were able to just pick apart our zone a little bit, and that's something we really need to emphasize here because that's a couple games now that that we've lost on the defense side of the ball here in 2-minute drills. So, you know, we really need to make an emphasis on that, and we will. But, yeah, I mean, sometimes you see offenses being able to move the ball a lot easier when it's 2-minute and prevent because they kind of have nothing to lose. And, you know, they just went out there and they executed really good. So that's something that we're going to have to look at for sure.
It's so difficult. I love that you said that too, Jack, because we're seeing it in the NFL and college football. A lot of time, what was it, 43 seconds left or so, UNLV gets the ball. And when you just need a field goal, man, there's a lot you can do in that amount of time, regardless of the level. We see offenses can really spark something quickly. All you need really is one or two solid plays to get you moving. And next thing you know, you got a UNLV team that's in field goal range.
Yeah, definitely. It's always hard in 2-minute drill, especially when the offense just needs a field goal. And they were put in decent field position, too, so they didn't have to go too far. But, again, there's no excuse for that. And offense did their job, you know, going down there. And Jordan Oyas made a boom of a kick. And so that's something we're going to need to fix. But I fully believe that we will fix it. And, you know, I'm confident in my guys. I'm confident in our team.
Talking to Jack Howell. It's the Jack Howell Show presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. All right, Jack, what was it like playing at Allegiant Stadium inside that Raiders stadium? We hear so much about it. We see, you know, whether we're watching Raiders games or UNLV games or whatever, it's beautiful. It seems like quite the spectacle. What was it like being inside there and seeing those kind of those facilities? I mean, it's kind of groundbreaking, all the stuff they put into this thing.
I mean, it was one of the coolest experiences of my life for sure. Just being able to play on that field and in the dome. I've never played in a dome before, and everything was nice from the locker rooms to the field, just to the overall facilities of the whole place. And I remember when Jordan was lining up to kick, you know, there's a decent fan base there too, and they're going crazy. And I just remember kneeling down, waiting for him to kick and just thanking God to put me in that position. I was just kind of smiling. I said, win or lose, this is so awesome to be in this spot. And, you know, just having the fans go crazy and just being able to play in that stadium. So I'm, you know, so fortunate and so blessed. And I just, you know, understanding that. So it was a great time, though.
Yeah. What was the crowd kind of like there? Because I think the capacity for that place is it like 65,000, 68,000 or something like that? But it seemed like, you know, I don't know, was it close to 25,000 or so as far as the attendance? I'm not sure exactly, but it seemed like they were a pretty lively group.
Yeah, I was surprised. I wasn't, you know, I didn't know what to expect for sure, but it seemed like there wasn't a whole lot of students, but there's definitely a lot of fans there. And yeah, they got loud at the end, and they're a cool fan group, and you know, it was super cool to play there, and it's a great experience I'll remember forever.
Well, UNLV gets the dub 25-23, and so many great plays, Jack, where I tell you what, man, in this game, win or lose, it does feel like when you're watching Colorado State football, from my vantage point at least, there is a belief growing. There was a moment, you know, driving down, you guys are still down at that point, getting ultimately to Jordan's kick. It just felt like, yes, that's going to happen. This team's going to drive down there. I think the belief from that Boise State game coming in, they're going to drive down there, they're going to find a way. I didn't think it was going to be a 55-yarder, but as you said, dude, you're used to this guy dropping those and making big-time kicks. But there is a belief growing, and I know it's hard a couple days removed from that game for some Rams fans to see that, but it does feel like there is a belief growing around the Colorado State Rams that, you know what, this team can compete. UNLV, no matter how this thing ends up, they are a top team in this conference. So it does look like, I mean, I think every game save for that Washington State game, Colorado State has had opportunities to pull out wins. And so it does feel like there is a confidence starting to grow. And that's, again, tough to say, tough to see here on a Monday or a Tuesday as we talk, but it does feel like something's changing.
Oh, for sure. I mean, we could very easily be 5-2 right now. And, you know, that's obviously encouraging. And especially UNLV is, well, I think they were second in the conference, only behind Air Force.
Yeah.
And Wyoming's right behind them. So we know the type of stress that we have, but we also know that we believe that we're the better team. And I know our guys believe that too, you know, despite all the fans, the fake fans even out there on Twitter criticizing the team and kind of coming after players and stuff like that. We don't really pay attention to that. And we know we're a good football team, and we just got to, you know, clean some things up, put some things together, and we're going to be just fine. And we still want to compete for a conference championship. We'll need a little bit of help, and we're going to have to pull off a big win here Saturday. But, you know, the belief is still there, especially inside those walls, and the morale's high. So, you know, anything's possible, and we feel confident in it.
Well, plenty to go here with Jack, and we'll talk about Air Force coming up. It is going to be, it's certainly going to be a tall task, but we've seen CSU. We've seen what you guys did against Boise State, the battle you put forth against Colorado to go on the road the very next week and beat Middle Tennessee. So this could be a really interesting football game, but as we talked before, Jack, these Air Force games are always their own entity, their own beast, and we'll talk some Air Force coming up next. It's the Jack Howell Show, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hi, welcome to End Credit Union.
Oh, hi.
Is that a llama?
Yeah, banking can be a little stressful, so I brought my no-drama llama.
You know, we have hassle-free, stress-free checking. No strings, no drama.
Oh, he likes the sound of that.
Plus, you also earn dividends.
Wow, guess I could have left Kyle at home.
Start banking like you own the place at ent.com/checking. Ent Credit Union, insured by NCUA.
Welcome back into the Jack Howell Show, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. And, you know, again, the thing I love about these shows, one of the many things I love about these shows, when you can get the right player in, win, lose, or I guess there's no draw, so just win or lose, Jack's attitude coming in and talking, regardless of a win or a loss, it's pretty steady, and that's gonna go with you for the rest of your life, my man. You know, whatever you do beyond your CSU career, kind of having that steady approach. So I know it's not easy to get on here and talk about a loss, but again, I just want to thank you, and I know Rams fans really appreciate it too, my friend.
No, of course, I'm just blessed to be here. And win, lose, it don't matter. I mean, at the end of the day, it's a football game, and of course, I put all my heart into it. But you know, there's more life than football, and I truly believe that. But yeah, I'm just blessed to be here, and love doing this for the fans. Love doing this for myself. We have a good time, so it's always enjoyable.
I absolutely love it, man. And these shows, they could get tough if there are some losses there, and the player doesn't really want to talk about it. It's tough to do an hour, but I, like I said, dude, with you and your attitude and the way you present, it makes it easy. Let's look at something we've been doing this year, and I love this edition. We have Ent Credit Union, a great sponsor of the Jack Howell Show. They sponsor Jack's game balls of the week. He gives out an offensive game ball and a defensive game ball. So Jack, again, I know it's a loss, but we're still gonna recognize a couple of standout players in your mind as a team captain looking at these guys. So where are you going? How about on the offensive side of the ball? You had some big performances. Dallin had another nice game. Some good running going on with Van Shield and Avery Morrow. BFN had himself a touchdown, 235 yards. Where are you leaning on the offensive game ball?
Offensive game ball, I got to go with Justin Ross Simmons. We call him J. Ross. He had a really nice touchdown catch. And I think he said 76 yards,
yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was just a stud all game. And so I got to go with J. Ross, man.
Four receptions, 76 yards, and one touchdown there for Justice Ross Simmons. All right, on the defensive side of the ball, Jack, again, you were all over the place. You had 11 tackles in this game. But there was other guys that were standing out, too. Chase had a nice game, Chase Wilson. Chiggy was out there again with 11 tackles. You saw Mo getting in the mix. Pretty sure he sacked a guy with his pinky at one point. He is terrifying. I would not want to get sacked by that guy. But where are you leaning on the defensive side of the ball?
Defensively, I'm going to go with Chiggy again. I know we did him last week, but for a corner to have 11 tackles, I mean, that's pretty crazy. And he was super physical, super confident, and that's definitely someone the defense leans on. So got to give it to Chiggy.
Hey, nothing wrong there, man. Chiggy is a standout player, busting his tail out there week in and week out. So Jack's going to go with his Ent Credit Union game balls of the week. Going to go with Chiggy, and we're going to go with J. Ross on that side of it. So we'll get that out on social media and everything for you a little bit later on. Jack, you mentioned something as we were breaking down the last segment, you know, talking about fans and some of the negative stuff and how you really have to work to drown that out. Here's one of the things that bugs me a lot, and I don't know, we can talk about it a little bit or we can move right on, but I'm a pretty big Freddie Banks fan, and I obviously last year I think he shocked a lot of people with how quickly he adapted to being the defensive coordinator for CSU. There's been some games, there's been some hiccups, I get it, but I look at some of the stuff about Freddie really drives me crazy, because last year was so good. This year you've had ups and downs. I would say ultimately holding UNLV to 6 field goals was pretty big. Some of that criticism that goes at a guy like Freddie Banks tends to drive me a little bit crazy. I get it. We got to be critical of everything. But I still look at this as this defensive coordinator that week in and week out is still going through, you know, getting different guys in positions here. And what he did last year is just like forgotten for some reason. So I don't really love some of the ultra negative criticism coming his way.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like a lot of our fans would kind of get that way where, you know, something bad will happen, and then it's kind of the end of the world, and then they kind of come for someone's head like that. I know there's been so many, a lot of negative things anyways said about the defense and players and the secondary and stuff like that. And it's frustrating for sure, especially when it's your own fans talking, not someone else. I know we've had a lot of players kind of fed up, and even some people say that it's almost harder to play at home just because sometimes it can be pretty hostile. But at the end of the day, you know, we're not going to let that affect us too much. And we don't want to look at that too much because, you know, we all love each other and play for each other. And then the fans that do support us and, you know, are always on our side, it means so much to us. And, you know, going on Twitter or Instagram, something like that, and you see them say, man, that was a close game, didn't go our way, but so proud of these guys, love them no matter what. I mean, that makes us feel so good. It feels like we have, you know, the whole world on our side when we have people like that. So, you know, we appreciate all those fans so much. And the ones, you know, who are a little more critical and you know, call players out, call us out, I mean, it's fine, it's whatever. Everyone is entitled to their own opinion, and, you know, free country, they can say whatever they want. But at the end of the day, you're either with us or you're against us, and you know, we're not going to let it bother us too much.
What I think's interesting sometimes as we get into a season, I think that, you know, when you just looked at the Rams at the beginning of the season, I think like the over under of wins was around that 5-7 mark. And here you are at 3-4, 5-7 mark is still very much up in the air. Yet when we get to these games, it's as if the sky is falling for certain fans. And I've been critical too. I think there's room to be critical, but fair. But I guess, Jack, when I look at it, I'm like, okay, UNLV, you were underdogs in that game. Boise State, you were underdogs in that game. Colorado, major underdogs. A lot of these games, I think you were underdogs in the Middle Tennessee game too. These situations where I'm looking at it going, man, you're 3-4. I know you want to be undefeated. I know you want to win every single game, and that's what fans want. But realistically, where I think this team is moving up and a positive team. You're still right around that mark where, you know, the wise guys or the pros that do it for a living are kind of looking at. So the sky is falling mentality that I see sometimes when you are having close games and maybe losses against some of these teams you're not even supposed to be in business with. There is a way to look at this thing with a glass half full.
100%. I think a lot of people kind of overlook the fact that UNLV was putting up, I think their average is around 42 points or somewhere around there. And we gave them a lot of trouble. I think we held them to 3 yards rushing, or average of 3 yards rushing per attempt. So, I mean, that's really good. And, you know, they're a real physical team. They got some good running backs that run the ball really hard. And, you know, we did good on defense the whole game except the very end. And that's something we got to clean up. And I know that's super frustrating. I totally understand that as a fan, that we've let 2 games slip away. But I promise you, as players, we're doing everything we can, and it hurts us, you know, so much more even, because we have to live with that. And the plane ride back is super long, believe me on that. But yeah, I mean, I don't think it's time to hit the panic button. We know what's at stake. We know we got to win out to have a chance at a conference championship. And, you know, I think everyone's just saying, oh, get bowl eligible. And that's not this team's mentality. We still think that we're one of the best teams in the conference, and we want to prove that. And yeah, we'll need a little bit of help, but you know, that's still our goal, and we're going to strive for that no matter what. We're always going to strive to win out, to be the best that we can possibly be. And it's not about everyone else. It's not about Air Force. You know, we don't really care if they're ranked 19. We don't care about Wyoming. They're at the top of the conference. You know, we don't care. It's all about the Rams to us. And I think that's a mentality that you have to be successful, and so we're just going to keep implying that.
Well, and solid point, too, on the scoring output from UNLV, save for the Michigan game, which just happens to be one of the best teams in the country, supposedly, or some might say they are the best team in the country. Outside of that game, 44, 40, 45, 44, and 45. Those were the scores they were putting up. They put up 23 against you guys. So, yes, there's growth. There's progress with this defense. And as you said, you want to be to that point where you can close it out. And you do have things in front of you. You have opportunities in front of you. You've got Air Force and Wyoming coming up. And it's like I said after the Utah State game, Jack, go beat Air Force. Nobody's talking about the UNLV game. That's how college football seasons tend to go, right? They're always kind of, a lot of times, they're kind of up and down.
Oh, 100%. Especially, I think I see something today where this is the third time that a team has been ranked coming into Canvas to play. So, obviously, it's a huge game, and we know it's at stake. And so I think we're more motivated than ever. You know, we want to prove a lot of people wrong. You know, when the whole country was doubting us against CU, we played a really good game. And same with Boise. So I think that's even more motivation. And I think we've seen that with this team this year is we don't care about the outside critics, and we don't care, you know, if everyone's doubting us, and it kind of motivates us. Our team plays better, so we're looking forward to it.
Yeah, State Pride weekend too. So much is on the line. CSU Air Force this weekend. We'll talk about Air Force on the other side. It's the Jack Howell Show presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. We're on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hi, welcome to End Credit Union.
Oh, hi.
Is that a llama?
Yeah, banking can be a little stressful, so I brought my no-drama llama.
You know, we have hassle-free, stress-free checking. No strings, no drama.
Oh, he likes the sound of that.
Plus, you also earn dividends.
Wow, guess I could have left Kyle at home.
Start banking like you own the place at end.com/checking. End Credit Union, insured by NCUA.
State Pride weekend coming up for Colorado State as they get set to take on one of their big rivals here, Air Force. And yeah, we know what Air Force has been up to. Air Force undefeated on the season, now ranked in the top 20, sitting at 19. They beat Navy 17-6. That's a very Air Force-y type game, Jack. I was shocked by this one. I wasn't really shocked. I was shocked at who played quarterback for Air Force. Zach Larrier, I'm told in the middle of the week that he's going to be out for several weeks. Then he comes in and he's playing on Saturday. And he, you know, again, 151 yards, not a crazy game. But he did go on record this weekend. He threw the longest pass ever in Air Force history with a 94-yard touchdown. But again, that's just Air Force. They're just such a unique team. They're unlike any team maybe in the country, Jack.
Oh, 100%. I mean, all respect to him. That just proves he's tough as nails, you know, and I have so much respect for guys who will come back and play early, you know, even when they're not 100% when they play for their team and they don't really care, you know, if it makes them look worse to scouts or anything like that, and they just want to play for their team. So I have so much respect for that. But, yeah, I mean, they're a really good football program. They run the ball really hard. They're disciplined. You know, all these military schools, that's how they win is by running their scheme to perfection and being more disciplined than the other team. So to beat this team, you know, you got to be just as disciplined than them, and then you got to out-hit them. And then, you got to out-athlete them at the same time. We got to be able to score. We got to make big plays, and we got to stop the ball, get them three and out, and keep them from having the ball for so long. You know, you see these teams like Air Force, these military academies, where they can just control the time of possession for so long, and that's what we're going to have to stop. And then especially on offense, any chance that you do get, you're going to have to score the ball because you're not going to get many chances. You might get to a quarter. And so every chance is so precious. And our offense definitely knows that going into this week, that just how valuable those chances are and what they're going to need to do with it.
Yeah, and that's kind of the thing when you look at Air Force. If you can find a way to get your offense rolling early, you can get up a couple of scores. You tend to take them out away from a little bit of what they like to do. Like you said, they're about controlling the clock. They don't care if they beat a team 17-6 or 25-3, as long as they're controlling that clock and keeping that run game with them. On the defensive side, Jack, when you're watching this team, when you're going through film, you talk about how you have to out-athlete these guys, but how much of a mental thing is it? I mean, I know defense, you got to stay home all the time, but how much of that, like, absolute brain power do you have to really prepare to exhaust in a game going up against a team like the Falcons?
A lot. I mean, we've been stressing all week already that scout team has to be perfect, and it's so hard for those guys to replicate that offense just because they never do it. But especially at the speed and just the timing of their offense. And, you know, because once you get out there, it's completely different because these guys are pros at running that triple option offense. So then what they do is they suck you up with run, and then all of a sudden they pass. And this quarterback, he can throw the ball. He's not like some quarterbacks in the past or even other military academies. You know, this quarterback's really good, and he'll be able to spin it, and he can hurt you. So stay in discipline because every run is going to look like a pass. They have something off of it, you know, a tight end coming up on an arc block, and then all of a sudden he's not blocking and he's releasing for a pass. So you just got to have your eyes right, and you got to have your brain going at 100%. And, you know, we're fully prepared. We've been preparing for these guys since fall camp, so we're excited.
Yeah, it's funny to me sometimes when you watch Air Force, especially, as you mentioned, especially this year with Zach Larrier. He threw five passes last week against Navy. When he throws it, I look at it and go, man, why don't they do that all the time? He's a pretty good passer. They could be moving down the field quickly. But that is Troy Calhoun, head coach for the Falcons. Just he is dedicated to his game plan. He is not, unless they have to because they're down by multiple scores late, they are just not going to deviate. They are going to throw the ball a handful of times, even though a guy like Larrier proves that he could probably throw the ball 20 times and still put together some pretty good numbers. But they are going to stay dedicated to that game plan. And then, like, when you least expect it, they're going to try to pop one over the top and see if they can get a deep touchdown pass.
100%. I think this offense is all about rhythm and getting in a rhythm. And then kind of once they have you on their heels, they can do whatever they want, throw the ball, run the ball, you know, go on the edge, go up the middle. So being able to get them off rhythm and, you know, stopping the run first and foremost, and then having your eyes disciplined when the pass is coming. Because, you know, a lot of times you know, their receivers, you don't go to Air Force to play receiver. Everyone wants to catch touchdowns as a receiver, right? So your corners can lock up their receivers most of the time, but where they get you is not being disciplined and not being in your fit or paying attention to your key. So that's the number one thing, is you just got to be focused 100% against these guys.
Jack, specifically to you, how does this game, how does it affect you, what Air Force is doing, you being a safety, but obviously we know you're an extremely physical safety, without giving away anything, do we see kind of a different game plan for you specifically, or what does that look like on your side of things?
Yeah, I think what me and Henry have been emphasizing with the whole team, especially on the defense, is you just got to be physical with these guys and out-hit these guys. What this team does is they make people not want to play, and then they start wearing on you in the run game. And what should be 3-yard runs turn into 6-yard runs, and then they can keep the ball forever. So being physical and running through these blocks, running through the tackles, just getting these guys on the ground and not allowing it to bleed is kind of what we're emphasizing. But obviously, you know, you have to change up some things for this offense. And so we've been prepared. We have a great scheme, I feel like. And last year, you know, we held them to 24 points, which is pretty good, but we want to do even better this year.
Yeah, a couple of things I've noticed. Teams that do look like they might have a chance to pull it out against Air Force. We watched the Air Force Wyoming game 2 weekends ago. And even San Jose State had their number for a moment. Air Force, if they can make a mistake or two and you can capitalize on that, they run a lot. These guys are spending a lot of energy moving around. If you can get in there and pull a football out when they're not expecting it, those are big opportunities. So I'll be looking to see if there's going to be a lot of that trying to grab for that football.
Oh, definitely. Turnovers is something that definitely hurts this team. I think everyone knows that, is if you can get up on these guys and then they have to, you know, throw the ball, which they're not used to doing, that's huge. Getting them off their game and being able to dictate the game is huge. You know, we want to control the game, and we don't want them to be able to do what they want.
All right, we're going to wrap up the Jack Howell Show on the other side. Again, Colorado State looking to put the UNLV game behind them, get set for a big, huge, monster opportunity against a top 20 team in the undefeated Air Force Falcons. More of the Jack Howell Show coming up next on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hi, welcome to End Credit Union.
Oh, hi.
Is that a llama?
Yeah, banking can be a little stressful, so I brought my no-drama llama.
You know, we have hassle-free, stress-free checking. No strings, no drama.
Oh, he likes the sound of that.
Plus, you also earn dividends.
Wow, guess I could have left Kyle at home.
Start banking like you own the place at end.com/checking. End Credit Union, insured by NCUA.
Welcome back into the Jack Howell Show, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza, final segment of this week's edition. Jack, what does it mean to you? Obviously, it's a rivalry game going up against Air Force, but then you're tacking on, of course, the state pride thing to it here. Right now, I mean, this is a huge opportunity for many reasons, but then when you tag that in, state pride, I know that's something pretty significant to you personally.
Oh, 100%. I mean, this is an in-state team, and we love the state rivalry games, and you know, the Ram Falcon trophy is huge to us. And then we're going to be in our uniforms, our state pride uniforms, which are super cool and gives the fans something to look forward to. So, I mean, I can't wait. It's always a blast.
Yeah, and I know, and again, it sounds a little cliche, but you find a way to do something crazy here this weekend, then nobody's talking about the UNLV thing at all, and that's the same case as when we were with the Boise State game versus the Utah State game. There's an opportunity. Listen, as much as I think Air Force is a very good football team, obviously, they're top 20, it's the same thing every single year. You look at it and go, all right, if you can get a stop or two in that first half, maybe three, as you said, there's not many possessions, and then capitalize. If this offense can go down, CSU's offense can go down, get a quick touchdown early, maybe get a couple of field goals in that second, you can change the game around where Air Force comes out in the second half, completely different mindset where maybe they have to get outside of the things they want to do.
100%. I think people know what they have to do in order to beat Air Force, but the hard thing is being able to execute that because it's not an easy task.
How much of, like, when you're looking at film of Air Force, I mean, they're going to do this exact same thing over and over and over and over again. Do you dive just more into their most recent game against Navy? Are you looking more at the Wyoming game? Are you looking at some of those teams that had some success? Wyoming certainly had their moments. They were up in this game at one point. Are those the games you focus a little bit more on as the teams that kind of perhaps, I use the term loosely, exposed the Falcons just a bit?
Yeah, I think so. I think most importantly, kind of looking at teams that have like a similar scheme as us, as far as like the defense that they use against that triple option offense. But yeah, definitely looking at recent film, but old film too, and then film that kind of exposed them a little bit. So a little bit of here, a little bit there. Kind of anything that we can to get the upper hand on these guys.
What is your mindset right now? You talked to us a little bit, Jack, about how, you know, some fans are saying, hey, the bowl thing, I think I've even said it. I said it to you. The bowl thing is right there in front for you. But you said, no, we are setting our sights on bigger things. We know we can still control a few things. You're going to need a little bit of help. But you're saying right there in that locker room amongst the players and coaching staff, you still have gigantic goals. And that involves, you know, getting to the end of this thing where you're playing in a Mountain West championship game.
Oh, 100%. I mean, the first thing I was sad after the loss, everyone was pretty upset, but then we go, all right, we need to win out now. And that's our goal. And we know what's at stake, and we can't make any mistakes. There's no margin for error. So, you know, just fully focusing and diving in, and we know what's at stake. We can't lose anymore. And it's frustrating because we feel like we've left some wins out there. But we also know the team, we know what our team's made of and what we're capable of.
And how difficult is that, Jack, when you know, you look back at the schedule for you guys, there were so many games at least looking at just the losses, so many opportunities there where it sure felt like CSU might get that win. Now, where I say we're seeing progress from a season ago, and I know that's not good enough for you, how frustrating is that not to look back and go, man, a play there, a play here, a tackle there, and our record is, as you said, we're probably closer to that 5-win mark.
Oh, definitely. I mean, you can go back and you can nitpick and you could say what if, but the reality is we are a 3-4 football team, and we could be a lot better. But at the same time, we've snuck away with a couple close wins too. So it's just football, and that's the beauty of it. That's the beauty of the sport, and that's why everyone loves watching it. And that's what makes Saturdays so fun.
What does this rivalry game mean to you? Obviously, you guys battled it out with CU. You've got Air Force this weekend, then Wyoming the following weekend. What does this rivalry game personally mean to you, Jack?
Yeah, I think for me, this game is about toughness. You know, this is a blue-collar game, and these guys make people quit. And you know, everyone looks at this team and they go, oh, we got to play Air Force this week. This sucks. But I look forward to it. You know, I like those tough games, those games where you got to kind of rise above everyone else and really dig deep and kind of find out who you are and what you're made of. And so I love a game like that. And I think my team does too. And, you know, we got a bunch of tough guys on this team. And that's what I love, is just a team that's going to stand together and fight no matter what, fight to the end. And that's how you beat Air Force, is having a team like that. So, you know, we're excited.
Well, and you look at Air Force, maybe half the season this year for them, they've had multiple touchdown wins. But a lot of times over the course of their seasons, you look at it and go, Air Force is usually a 7-8 point favorite, if they are favorites in a game. And they don't usually destroy those spreads necessarily. I mean, it was close. The Navy game was close. Navy just could not move the ball at all. 17-6. The Wyoming game was close. San Jose State game was close at the half. Utah State game was kind of there. Sam Houston, our old friend Allison Hubbard's team, battled them out. That was 13-3 there. So, again, If you guys can play enough where you're not turning the football over, you guys are just making a couple of stops here and there, you can keep this to the point where it's a close score at the half or whatever, and then you're going to have a lot of big opportunities. Or you just bust out the gates and you go up big time against Air Force. All key scenarios, Jack. I just want to look at the positive side of this one.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, we can win every game. We can lose every game, but You know, a lot of people aren't believing in us for this game, but like I said, that doesn't really matter to us. I know this team knows that we can beat anybody, and we know how to beat Air Force, so we just need to execute.
Yeah, the upcoming schedule for Colorado State, as we said, I can't believe we're already here. We're getting down to it, man. Week 8? Is it week 8? Is that what it is? You guys had your bye week so darn early, too. That's when it maybe starts to come in, where you've got to have that mental fortitude to be able to carry on, because having an early bye week like that, man, that's tough when you get into these conference games where guys know each other so well. You've been playing each other off and on for the past couple of years. It's going to be a grueling stretch for you, no question.
Yeah, I mean, week 2 bye is not ideal, so you know, a lot of guys are banged up, bruised up, me and myself including, but that's when you got to dig deep and find out what you're made of.
Yeah, final schedule for you, or the rest of the way through: Air Force this weekend at Wyoming, home against San Diego State, home against Nevada, and then you wrap up the regular season with a trip to Hawaii. So, like you said, there's a lot of goals still out in front of you guys, and you go do something crazy, beat Air Force. And I keep saying crazy, but again, they're top 20. It would be a pretty significant upset, and I know you guys don't necessarily view it that way, but it would. This would be something that would really shake this conference. So, Jack, my man, go out and do it this weekend. Go out and see what you guys are made of against this tough Falcons team, because that would change a lot of things in the conference and for Colorado State.
Yes, sir. Will do.
All right, my man. Jack, we're going to let you go. Appreciate it, and we'll look to catch up with you next week, okay?
Awesome. I appreciate it, Brady.
All right, man. You too. There he is, Jack Howell with the Jack Howell Show, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. Listen, this game's going to be tough. Air Force has made a believer out of me. I knew they were going to be a good football team, but I just didn't know how good. And now they're top 20. That Wyoming game, you can't really say they didn't have anybody on their schedule, because Wyoming had some tough teams. You know, they beat Texas Tech. They were right there with Texas. And Air Force beat that team in Wyoming. So they're good. They're really good. Are they invincible? I don't think so. But as Jack said, they're going to have to be firing on all cylinders. More CSU Air Force talk throughout the week. That was the Jack Howell Show, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. We'll be back with more of my show coming up next on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKF.
The Jack Howell Show is presented in part by Ent Credit Union, with locations in Fort Collins, Loveland, Greeley, Windsor, and Timnath. Visit ent.com. Insured by NCUA.